This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for December 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. Airbus has sent a telex to companies operating A330 and A340 aircraft, advising specific responses to the failure of airspeed indicators and their effects on autopilot behavior. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk says the findings of a Russian investigation into the accident last April that fatally injured President Lech Kaczynski are, quote, unacceptable without question, unquote. The FAA has issued two emergency ADs in the past few days for operators of the Piaggio P-180 and another for certain Schweitzer helicopters. Helicopter Association International President Matt Zaccaro will host a forum on public aircraft in Virginia next month, and it will be broadcast online. The industry, FAA, and NTSB are expected to be there. The aircraft leasing group Avalon says it signed a firm order for 8 A320s from Airbus. Airbus sales chief John Leahy calls the order, quote, clear confirmation of the aviation sector's faster-than-predicted recovery, unquote. An Australian company has introduced the world's most expensive mobile phone app. SafeCell costs $12,500, but may allow your smartphone to make calls in flight on a bizjet that would normally require a half-million-dollar, 185-pound, dedicated phone system. A missile defense analyst says that President Obama, in a letter over the weekend, outlined support for missile defense, which may be the strongest ever, by a U.S. president. And Brantley International Helicopters has announced that industry veteran Kyle Hardman has come on board as its new president. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, the first installment of a two-part interview with Kurt Robinson, who back in August took over the company founded by his famous father, Frank, just as the Turbine R66 was clearing certification. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.